Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com.
What's happened to Thanksgiving, Cap? You know, I'm driving down to see my family on Sunday, the last day of October. On Route 30, we're passing the outlets, and I see the garland season greetings out there on display. The Christmas wreaths are up and all the decorations, suggesting that it must be early in the month of December. But, you know, according to my calendar, there's another very significant holy day that comes before Christmas, and that's Thanksgiving. And I'm thinking to myself, have we become a culture that's so much more concerned about fostering the spending spirit than we are the thankful spirit?
Well, welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. And it looks like we're going to be talking a little bit more today about creating a thankful spirit in our homes. And Bruce, you seem to be a little worked up here. Can you explain a little bit more of what you're thinking?
Well, I am, Cap. You know, it's really been nagging me since I drove by there that we've lost Thanksgiving. It gets squeezed in between that season of candy and costumes and the bright lights of Christmas and Santa. And even if we get there, it seems to be more about the butterball and the football than it is about being thankful. And I just couldn't help but think about how our Heavenly Father must feel when we, His children, you know, that He's showered us with so many blessings, get so caught up with the hustle and bustle of life that we don't stop and say thank you to Him.
Well, and that's true, Bruce. I guess we tend to take so much for granted and assume that, well, too much of what we have is the result of our hard work and talents and abilities. But how can we as parents then help to create this attitude of gratitude within our homes?
Well, that's the big question, and you're right. I think it starts with us as parents, and we need to be modeling for our families that attitude of gratitude, and we need to make sure that our life is in the habit of being thankful and that our children are hearing the words thank you come out of our mouths regularly and that they hear us thank the Lord in our prayers.
Well, you know, Bruce, that can be somewhat easy in the good times, but the Bible says that when we are going through the trials and the difficult times, we should be giving thanks then as well. And I would imagine that we probably have some listeners out there who are struggling, either in their personal life or financially. And I guess we have to dig a little deeper to be thankful for the lessons that we're learning in the hard times. And really, this would be a great time for us as parents to show our kids the attitude of gratitude, even when things are tough.
Well, that's an excellent insight, Cap. And we might want to consider, you know, ways that we can do that. And I've been thinking about some projects that we might do as a family to help us say thank you to the Lord. And one of the symbols of Thanksgiving is a turkey, and, you know, turkeys have feathers, and why not make a craft as a family of a turkey body and then cut out lots of feathers made out of different colored construction paper, and every night around the dinner table, take a few minutes to write down at least one thing per member that you're thankful for and write it down on a feather and then place it on that turkey. And, you know, you could use the same idea with cut out paper leaves or whatever you can do to make a visual reminder of our family's thankfulness.
You know, Bruce, that sounds fun if your kids are younger, but, you know, I have older teens. What do we do with them?
Yeah, well, that's a good, I think what you do is you ask them to maybe put a list together or write a poem or a song or maybe a prayer of thanks, something that's going to help them to write down, to see it and reflect through it. And maybe if they write a prayer, they can read that prayer at a table during the month as a table grace.
Well, you know, Bruce, I've actually heard of families who keep like an annual Thanksgiving box where they write down things that they're grateful for, you know, from the warmth of a spring day to the getting over a cold. And then they write them down, place them in a box, and then every now and then pull them out and review then what the Lord has done in their life.
Well, and that's an excellent idea. Again, if you have the discipline to be able to keep something around like that throughout the year, it would be fabulous. And, you know, anything we can do to help keep our hearts full of thanks for what God has done for us would be great. And, you know, as you said, even through the good times and the bad times. And, you know, Cap, research tells us that thankful people have a higher vitality, more optimism, they're less stressed and less depressed than the population who isn't. And isn't it great that God has asked us to do something that actually makes us healthier and happier? And, you know, it's going to be a wonderful legacy that we leave our children by teaching them how to be thankful each and every day of their lives.
And that's why God has said to us over and over again to give thanks. And we're going to continue this discussion over the month of November, so be sure to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and click on the Family Activities link for more ideas as to how you can help your family develop an attitude of gratitude. But until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.